we in the place to be. MF Doom, Talib Kweli. Oh, here we go. On born days, I used to blow out the candles, and every Saturday watch cartoons till noon, and then I switched to Ralph and Danny's. I was making up a miracle flow over a cereal bowl and a pause beat from my stereo. Rhyme stronger than Popeye with the spinach out. Gangsta like the fraud, but courageous cat and Minnie Mouse. Yeah, baby, I'm tripping and it's just a cartoon of you, but I got chills when I heard Abdul flip a Scooby-Doo. And I might be bugging, but it seemed to me that cartoons be realer than reality TV. They inspire my decision to be open and listen, but folks got it all twisted like a yoga position. Like, in order to spit it dope, you gotta have a criminal past similar to the cast of different tropes. Me and my people break bread, sit and smoke the conversation rich, but that depend on what you consider broke. I draw on anything for inspiration, a fond memory, a piece of paper, walls, and a train station. It's just that I'm old school like that, roll that rap over souls like that. It's just that I'm old school like that, roll that rap over souls like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that, roll that rap over souls like that. It's just that I'm old school like that, roll that rap over souls like that.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Fellas, grab your nutsacks, cheeks, squeeze your breasts. We ain't all that grown, it's still funny, like going to the store on your own with rainbow money. Since then, had an insane flow, sonny. Walking to the corner, rhyming in the rain, nose runny. Break dancing, maybe 10. Bummy is when Sub Rock would run up handspring, Arabian, summy. Ooh-ee, like a Hong Kong.
Every spaceman knows you just gotta have space host. Even space girls know it. You gotta think your life in every bite. Delicious, cream-filled space hosts taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy inside, soft cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good hosts wherever they go.
How they gave his own show to Tad Ghostal. Any given second he could go mad postal. Stay waving that power band space cannon, and had the nerve to jump in the face, erase Bannon, and punked out. Luckily he deaded it, and guess who's the schmuck who's credited with editing it? Your man Motar, the cop out. Ain't have no other career choice, he dropped out. Since when the way out secluded Zorak? Way back he used to rub his thorax and borax. I'm not the one that sold him to it. If he won't admit it, I'm not gonna hold him to it. It's all love and no hate though. For all that, the villain need to get his own late show. Do a monologue and jest with the guests. Mad Lib switch the beat and walk him to the desk. With Danger holding down the control room. Later again returning from commercial, I told you Doom. Early, he's on BPT. Catch him on public access, free TV. And we're back live on the air with Brack. So Brack, how your man got a show that's so whack? Have you ever thought to work with Earl or Ignatnum? Do you got enough oxygen from this toxic phlegm? Another sec, his neck would have got flames. Mouse switched the screen to some hot dames. Tonight's audience received his screen video games. 15 seconds of fame, pitiful lames. It's just a shame, zoning. Competing for the same primetime slot as Conan. No dummy at Chigawa. Announcement, free lunch to any stunt who lets me plow in the shower for an hour. The kid's supposed to be asleep. Alls to join the sound like Roadrunner. Beep, beep. Later this week, Big Ben Klingon. After him, there's no one else we could afford to bring on.